This is a production of Cornell University.
For October 4th and 11th, please take 2 minutes to look over those.
There's no minutes.
Just kidding. The packets no longer have minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Is there a second? Is there any dissent to approving the minutes? The minutes have been approved by unanimous consent. We'll be moving into a presentation from Don Seavey and Tom Horton. The floor is yours.
Yeah.
Is that not working?
Password,
brings up a screen, a second screen after you sign in, and it shows you, or gives you an option, it's a box that says, would you like to push this to your phone? Do you have a security code that fits in that here? Or any of you need phone calls? You can still have a call if you're pressing. So those are some of the options. Why are we doing this? Well, two reasons. So inside Student Center, there's a great sense of information that is one of the Google's online information. Your social security number. One factor, which is the identity password, is not a So that's all. So we're trying to protect your data from unauthorized So I also have a graph, and it's a pie chart essentially, and it shows from fiscal year, in the fiscal year 2018, so July 2017 to June 30, 2018. The IT security office is in 2,590 total password compromises. And of those password compromises, it was made up 35%, which is about 995 total password compromises. The cause of password compromises, the number of things, where we see most password compromises is phishing. And so people get tricked all the time to type in their name and password. So how did this impact you? So there's good, right? So it impacts you because your data is more secure. We make sure that you are who you say you are when you log into this website, and so when you're accessing your computer or your social security number, you have an environment that includes you if you log in. Maybe not better protecting from phishing. We try really hard to make sure you never see phishing emails. We've seen dramatic decrease in the number of phishing emails that we're seeing on campus, which is a good thing, but it's not zero. So, this is fine. Still, a few seconds. For those of you that have to use that application, you can sign in and you sign your password. It's the moment that it sends that app a notification and you put the green checkbox if it was you and it's not you. There's a red X. You press that red X and you get notified and we'll get notifications today. This person will just already report their business potentially fraudulent. And then we'll look at it if you, if it turns out to be fraudulent, we'll be able to communicate it. So, I'm going to call this to my community for one of the entities. It doesn't have to be in your device with you, you have to do that. And so, if you're in the library, you make sure you have your phone, and wherever you are, you're going to log into Student Center or Student Center specifically, and make sure you have your secondary facility. And it's one additional step that you have to go through to get stuff done and sign up these two applications. So we really do need to protect and more data and make sure that you are on the server well out of there to send anything to the system. What else do you need? Oh, really important things that I recommend that you register multiple devices to your account. Just one of them might not be enough, but you drop it in the corner and then you're going to have a lot of facilitation device. If you have a tablet or something additional, install the app. I recommend using two of those. Maybe not. I do recommend this is called a G2F token. It's Google recommends the G2F tokens. This will work. It's a hardware key plugged into the USB port and a whole gold circle on there. It will leak when you assign it to the MetaD password and it requires a key factor. This particular interactive browser for me, that's designed by
questions, Franca.
Doesn't default to using a success address necessarily to be Wi-Fi or something. that the question was whether or not it was what do you do if you're international and you don't have you try to get a new device and don't have a local device. If you do things you do, so there's an option to send 6 unused codes by SMS to any SMS device. So before you travel and you get stuff in place without having every single unused code you can do. The other thing you can do is you can always call the service desk and they have ways after they prove you are from the city one to give you one time use codes so that if you are really, really stuck, call the service desk and they can help. So you can walk
home. Can you speak into the mic, please?
No, they do not own that. So anything that runs iOS or so then I can recommend the token, the hardware token. Textbooks, all those, there's also the UTF tokens. So if you don't have a mobile device at all, the way to get phone calls or push, then you better than the it's really kind of
for the individuals that don't have a mobile device, oftentimes it's because of financial restrictions. Is there any opportunity to assist those students in acquiring a U2F token?
So,
okay, thank you. Osai.
Thank you very much. So what is the procedure for those who have access to the power to use their cell phone or their cell phone sold? So you only have one device that is like, do you recommend that they register more than one device? So even if that means, you share on the online, you can register that number,
John.
I really have a very standard options in the system with
Yeah.
So if you do report on the Sabbath, or if you'll know that you're not hungry, that's not hungry, it's still serving you. So at the moment we know that you're not hungry, we'll send you a notification right away. Do you need to have that? No, there are ways to cover it.
Next is Brian.
Sure, So it's all about data protection and the types of data that we find are the most valuable to attackers are those social signatures and financial data. We have ways of making sure that emails we can highlight the use of factor, so now we can use tools to advance learning and stuff for that. So we don't mandate that because it's hard to mandate anything except for data types that we are responsible for protecting. And you know, while sensitive, we don't get fined for losing people's email accounts, we get fined for losing people's social media. And we can really steal somebody's identity by going on a phone, but you can steal somebody's identity.
Sure, so the next question I have is, in regards to the single API, necessarily use the tools.
minimizing the friction and minimizing the extra frustration for students to have access to videos.
Yeah, and I think that type of feedback is good. I think that what you're describing is something that you really feel, right? And I don't see that. That type of feedback that I would bring back is like the response from the community and the respect of our campus and the urgency of that from students. As we start designing this system for future state, is this something that we can incorporate? Is this feedback that we can incorporate in future designs?
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good to hear.
Akanksha? Evan? Are there any other questions, Catherine? Any other questions, comments? Awesome. Thanks for coming, Tom.
So darn.
And now we're going to move the over microphone. Any members of the community want to come up and speak, just set up to the table and state your name here. And that will close over the microphone. We're going into the announcement, of course. So my announcement, I wasn't here last week. I don't know if I think Dale made it to y'all, but the City and Local Affairs Committee is doing their annual home play program. For those who don't know what the home play program is, essentially you sign up and the family will basically hang out with you, keep dinner, get to meet some residents of the city with them. It's a really great home play for students to interface with that. Sometimes there is this really large divide. And so I'm going to be encouraging SA members to participate in this program. Like, do it. This is an SA committee initiative. It's really important that SA members support committee initiatives all the time, especially this is City Local Affairs. One of the things they've done for many years. It's really successful, and if you talk to anyone that does it, they love this program. They get a really great home cooked meal. So it feels like, you know, it's a family in this whole entire thing. So do it. If you have any questions, see me, I'll direct you to the Facebook page of the City Local Affairs Committee. Thanks.
We'll be skipping Dale's announcement since he's not here today. I had a quick announcement about Slope Day. I met with the Slope Day Programming Board a couple days ago, and so basically in the past, the reason that we haven't had artists that are quite up to the caliber that people would enjoy is because we typically spend a pretty insignificant amount of money, around $80,000 on our headliners, which to me sounds like not that much for a headliner, and Evan, part of the CCC, would agree. CUPB, sorry. But with that in mind, what I've communicated to them is essentially outlining what potential increases we would need within the byline allocation for them to acquire higher caliber artists. And so basically they're currently at a place where if they wanted to increase to the next tier of artists, they'd only need $20,000, which is like $1.20 per student. But I've indicated that the student assembly would be willing to gain a better understanding of how much we would need to increase to move through that hierarchy. Hopefully this wouldn't really affect any of us until 2020 to 2022. So for those of you that are going to be here for then, stay tuned and give them more money if they need it. Any questions? Yeah.
So this would be starting in spring of 2020?
Yes. Yeah. Any other questions? All right, cool. J1.
Hi, so I'm asking about race just in general. So this is like not targeted towards anyone. You know, like everyone has like a busy, you know, schedule. And it's been like kind of crazy. Like we have prelims, we have a lot of things happening, but I just want to remind everyone that I'm starting from next week. Attendance rules are the main force of instruction stricter. So I used to excuse people for sort of like for like cases, but like you should really go over the SA attendance policy. So like the main issue is if you don't have like a direct academic conflict, then you cannot be excused from running an SA meeting. So that's what the next two methods are there for. You have like three that you can use, so use them wisely is what I would say. Thanks.
Savannah?
Hey guys, thanks for letting me still watch the snap position shot. You always have to be that. And also, thank you, Adam, for taking notes. And great job to everybody who came out for mental health awareness against the table. It was, I think, a really good event. A lot of traction, a lot of people participated in our youth. So we're hoping to get the same kind of participation this Saturday to follow us, which will be Candy Apple Decorating. Super fun. So I already sent out an Excel sheet for you guys to sign up to the table. And I think we can do it again. We can sign up.
Can you also toss that on the Google Calendar? Sorry.
Okay, one is, I think, Janet,
what you want to do. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, we don't have. We haven't had the conversation yet.
We haven't heard back from you, back from investment managers. We did?
Yeah, you're not CJ, you're CJ.
Just go up there then.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Now I have one.
Oh, I wasn't on it, no.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of passing this amendment, please raise your placard. All those opposed? All those abstaining? This amendment clearly passes.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Dissent. I have a quick question for Gina.
Okay.
You have a question. Okay. Gina, for any of the reserve that we have currently, and say after this funding cycle, would we be able to implement this spring? Yep. Okay. Awesome.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Is there any dissent? All those in favor of passing Resolution 10, please raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? By a vote of 22-0-1, this resolution passes. Good job, everyone.
Initiative.
So the three process form, and you're going to get it every 2 weeks to put it in. It will be included in the minutes. It will also be on the website. So you know. And we're going to get it. So, I'm going to motion to amend line 27 and 28, essentially to say that we're going to put this on the court absence of other representative by the resources. So basically, the last sentence is the floating part. I'm going to motion to amend that because I don't think it's necessary to have the absences. I just think we're going to say, we need some reports to the representatives in the court. And we're going to say, in the meaning of the representatives. So, motion to amend out that part.
Second.
Is there any dissent? Gina, did you get that? I mean, it's in the recording, but... Yep. Can you repeat what lines?
So it could be... So the start at line 27, the failure, and then end at line 27.
All those in favor of removing this section, please raise your flag. All those against? All those abstaining? This amendment clearly passes. The amendment already passed.
No.
Like about like.
I was going to change one on the whole thing, but that's fine. It's good. I review
it. Okay, she withdraws her motion. John.
Is there a way to change something that can be built and so that I'm not necessarily reporting to the Executive Committee? As a member of the Senate, I don't work for the Executive Committee. I work at the High House of the Body. I think I should be reporting to the Executive Committee. Now, the way I do work for the Executive Committee is a fellow high
You're
doing a good job. I'm really working on this. I think as a whole, we could use the government and we can, you know, change our interoperability. So, some of the things that are on the website, I think, is to my attention to solve all the websites, right?
I didn't intend to have a meeting. You know, it's like this would be an email that I have to look like. Straight logistics. Like, this is, I think the concern is that we're reporting to me, like, it's just the logistical, like, the ED people send it out. And people don't want the ED, people want the private process, so I have to send it out and find another way, but like, it's not reporting to me.
Wait, so where is it? I'm not sure where it's going.
They would be on the website. Like, oh, wait, what's the website? Like, not the part of our external website. So, like, every meeting of the assembly, every committee is on the office assembly's website where it has all the documentation for all the meetings and that's our committee. So, it would be in our committee actions.
Would there be a way that we just sign up? So, I got a hard day of people who are working on their time, on their business. You want to get a lot of people who are working on their work. Why do you have to do it for a week or a month or a year before? I kind of have an option. And the way that I can change this to me. Well, I just want to, in a way, I just want to offer a prayer to actually on a previous system and a prayer to that people just send it for a form on the website instead of sending it to the
institution. So, I think creating a flexible frequency for representatives is like inherent for a base of representatives. So, if you're not doing anything, you're like, I'm going to be running on the base. So, I think standardization of frequency is key to prevent and use the system. Second, I think when we say reporting to the executive vice president or whatever that person would be, it's just that you just send it to the Qualtrics format. The Qualtrics will then download it into a report format, such as SAIC, where they do their projects. And all of the reports will be in a large media with 28 pages and will be posted on the website every 2 weeks. For that in the assembly. And that's all it's going to be. It's not, I think, very, like, that's really just all it is.
Question. The announcements and reports that are done during the meetings are often done in relation to display what work you're doing. Obviously, you want the rest of the assembly to know about that. Mm-hmm. How can that be incorporated into this? Because sometimes there are initiatives that you might bring up after your weekly report, but you report on it that Thursday.
Yeah, so I think that setting a date on it, so like if it's either an issue or something before I have to work on it, like within the day I submitted it, to say that the meeting's like, I think there's a lot of flexibility in the other. Like if you're working on an issue, you start working at it after report to say, start on this date. So it's like, you know, these things.
Just like a logistical question too, when you're manipulating the Qualtrics form, the one that's like made into whatever it is, is that possible? Can you adjust anything after it's been extracted? So once it's been submitted, it's extracted and then put into a separate file.
Mm-hmm.
Is that file editable?
It's a Word file. Yeah,
that's on the extract. Okay. Got it. J1.
And so, I'm glad that you mentioned that it's a compound layer of nature. But I also do have to like say something about the question, which is that, you know, the members are, they're like elected representatives. We are, like, you know, like one of us, we're like a governing body. We're not like a corporation where we work for, like, you know, like, we don't work for it. Like, it's actually just like, you know, keep track of everything that's happening. So, like, we give them running, like, you say, actually like a lot of people. So, like, my fundamental question is, like, should anyone be reporting to anyone in general, like, you know, as Dr. said, should anyone be reporting to anyone in general, so, what I have to suggest is, instead of having the members, like, submit, you know, like, what they're doing, like, I think it would be better if, you know, like, I said, I want to know that we have, like, so I can actually send out like each assembly member, so instead of like you guys sending in like an E3 deck, I could actually like be sending you guys like a form, and then you guys could like go in like as long like whatever you want to, and all like the questions would be anything to be decided by you guys. Because all my team was that like assembly members that were their own page, and you know, it's really also like the decision to like decide on whether that's like, you know, appropriate or not. That's funny.
So to address your primary question, this is not reported to the assembly. This is a popular promotional material that a representative can use to show their constituency in mass via the assembly. This is not something you can report to the executive committee. This is an opportunity for you to show what you're working on. I just don't, that's how I feel. And, you know, I think there's a way to use it with our external agency website as well. If you could just link all the reports that are going to be up, you can link that, and if you've done, we can have that. I think, quite honestly, like, this is just, you want to use the OA's website, because the OA's website provides historical context as well. So all of the materials, you know, if you fast forward to next year, you can look at representative reports from last year, that if they would have it, because that the OA website is on the CNR, it's the virtual archive for the assembly. We must use the OA website in order to show what we've been doing throughout the year. That is a necessity, and that is what the assembly needs to start doing more of, is utilizing this OA website. It's meant in assembly needs. I don't think that this says, like, I want to make it very clear to everyone. This is not reporting to the executive committee. This is reporting out to your constituency.
Can I just do like a quick follow-up? So I, you know, like that's the intention, I think that's really good. But like on the resolution that like every voting member of the system is how to make sure to report to the executive vice president, which is sort of like, you know, like I don't think it's like the matter of like actually like, you know, what we're gonna do here, because you already know that, you know, just like you play the show away more in terms of reference, like that is like where everything should be going on, so like where everyone, like every like the system knows like those two to get information about what the system needs to be doing. I actually think it might be better if you could use images to expect and actually figure out like the knowledge mechanism for, you know, like, you know, how would the way like with this and like what kind of things we want to come into your website. You know, I think that could be like a useful discussion to have on the next Tuesday. So also like maybe like you guys like at the exact meeting, like anyone in like the potential, like anyone who's like interested in this on the resolution like should really think about it. I think that would be a good idea.
Brian?
Yeah, sure. So I was in the first to use this on the
We're going to be moving to a 1 minute speaker time. The speakers list is getting really, really long. So, Adam?
I have an experience with long service and reporting. And reporting our duties once every 2 weeks is not that fast. And if you can't access our schedule, maybe you work and you don't know if they can do anything long term for our students. That being said, I am interested in exactly what is going on here. I like this community of time rather than say super awesome one. But I don't know what sort of thing you want to be and what you expect.
Yeah. So one of them is meetings with committee meetings, meetings with administrators, meetings with another student who was concerned. That's kind of just what I want. And you know, let's say that optimistic is the day. That's all I want to ask. Current initiatives, these could be externally based initiatives that you're working on, or the leaders you're working on, who you're working on. The last one, anyone. So if you're doing an external initiative that's like a community engagement initiative, just saying, hey, I think that might be funny from the central project, so I know just a heads up to the so we could potentially help with that opposition, what we need to say. and help with that process, help them through the application process. So that's the only thing that I wanted to see for this. Yeah.
Debbie? Marco?
Would everyone feel more comfortable giving more time in between when the board is like that? It seems like that's the biggest problem. I feel like all the time that we're not going to do that, and it just isn't like anyone's like, if you guys have a board that's going to do it, it's not fine. Would it be, would it have a majority that doesn't have to be fine to have it if we're not creating?
So the chair would look favorably upon a straw poll.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of a biweekly report, please raise your placard.
Wait, can we vote twice?
All those in favor of a monthly report. You can change your minds if you'd like. All right, just actually, we'll start over. We'll be doing a biweekly report, a monthly report, and no report. To clarify. Yeah. All those in favor of biweekly, please raise your placard. Nine, again. All those in favor of a monthly report. Nine. All those in favor of no report. Two. This is a straw poll.
Can I have a follow-up question after the result? I have a motion.
You can continue to
okay.
Speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, both of you are not seeing the other way to be obvious. Which would you be like more in line to assess a monthly report rather than a bi-weekly?
Like, for me, it's like not a matter of like, you know.
Or like,
are you just like comparing bi-weekly to monthly?
Yeah.
I think monthly would be better.
If I was given a false choice,
okay, yes. I feel like
So seeing that the assembly is sort of like not decided on like what we want to do, like I emotionally
Okay. So there's definitely a second. Is there any dissent? There is dissent. Please say the dissent.
Why are we going
to
all the
decisions
I
need to
do?
Can I ask you a
second? Do you withdraw your motion? Okay. Marco, please state your motion.
Motion to
dissent.
Please state your dissent.
Yeah, so I don't think this should be like the forum for something like an informal software. Okay, I think this should be like the forum for like student life issues. So I don't think this should really deal with the connection, like these affiliates to know what we're doing. To have like a pipeline of issues about like everyone is ready to vote on, and then like have it voted on like. Like another week will not like do anything bad.
So we'll be moving into voting.
Why do you need to go back to the tech if you said like that you know that you're
point information is directed to the chair. I'm not gonna say that's just a discussion at that point. Do you withdraw your motion or do you maintain your motion?
I maintain it.
Okay, so there's a motion to change biweekly to monthly. All those in favor? Sorry?
You can
there was dissent. Okay, all those in favor of going into voting on this amendment, please raise your placard. We're gonna. Can we put our pockets down for a second? Sorry. I don't think there's a motion to vote. There's just a motion to adjourn.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Motion to vote.
Yeah. Thank you.
Motion to vote on my.
Second.
And is there any dissent to the voting on this amendment? Evan, please state your dissent.
I don't remember the video month on the
journal.
So dissents are supposed to be directed towards procedure or discussion, not necessarily your own opinion.
I dissent.
We've already heard a dissent. We'll be moving. So there is now going to be a vote to vote. Again, all those in favor of voting, please raise your placard. On the amendment. All those against? All those abstaining? By a vote of 14-3-3, we will be going into voting on this amendment. All those in favor of changing biweekly to monthly.
Point of clarification. Yeah. Are we changing it voting in the on line 2 and
we're changing it.
Oh, everything.
All those in favor of changing biweekly throughout this resolution to monthly, please raise your placard. All those against. All those abstaining. By a vote of 16-2-2, this amendment passes.
Second.
I'm going to dissent.
Why?
Because we still have 72 hours in this resolution. And that was expressed as something of concern to me.
Motion to amend 72 hours to 24 hours.
Sorry.
Wait,
what? 48. So I'm just going to give some clarifying information here. The amount of time that's given isn't a strict 24 hours or 48 hours for when the information that we send to Joe to put on the agenda, that isn't really that specific time frame. Because if you think about it, it's midnight on Tuesday versus 4:45 p.m. on a Thursday. So if someone wants to like calculate that, it would be really easy. I just don't want to do the math right now while I'm speaking. You can do that. But we can also just stipulate that it would be Tuesday at midnight. The only issue is when we have meetings that don't follow that strict Thursday time frame.
Motion to amend to something like the same time agenda items are due. Wait,
something like
Can someone?
I think Joe's calculating.
Someone make the wording sound better.
No,
that's not.
Okay. It's 24 hours plus 12, 16, 45. 30 hours and 45 minutes. Does that sound right to people? Midnight and 2 days before. And then, yeah, 2 days prior. Yeah. We could do midnight 2 days prior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we could have like
Walter formed that bond, and it's just like, oh, you fill it out as soon as you do whatever you did, and like, you don't have to remember. And
we could probably
also, you give like the best and most accurate information.
Like,
you know, like,
Like if we always have access to like a lead to the fund members, that you just fill out whenever you have meetings or something, and then like if you submit three, like one or like 11 times, it's just all going to go under your report.
So you can set up object forms so you can go out and save it and put it in the
document. Yeah.
So like we can set it up that way and you can just
Quick question on the transparency of that. Would you be able to see what you had input before so you aren't redundant? Or if you wanted to correct prior information?
Not at the time we're putting it up because we have a discrete metric, but when we download the Excel sheet, you know, we've got the sequence
set back. Okay, so you would check in for clarity. Do we want to incorporate something in this resolution regarding a check-in at the end of the month to make sure that all like members are able to just like quickly look at that?
So
my only concern is that if you put in something at the beginning of the month, it might not be the same information or the most relevant information at the end of the month. And so when this is going up for publication, exactly. Yeah. So the first thing I would look favorably upon is a motion to change the 72 hours to the midnight 2 days prior.
So
moved.
Okay. Is anyone going to word that better than I did?
Session. Wait, what?
What?
What was it? To midnight 2 days prior.
So second. I wasn't sure if that made enough sense. Alright.
2 days
prior. All those in favor of said motion, please raise your placard. This is a vote. All those against? All those abstaining? By a vote of 20-0-1, the language that used to read at least 24 hours in advance of the next regularly scheduled meeting now reads to 2 days before the next regularly scheduled meeting. To midnight at 2 days before. Yeah. Yep. Gina, did you get that? Awesome. Thank you. And there was a second motion.
Second.
Regarding the
resolution as a whole.
Regarding
what's it called?
Oh, regarding the
I would look favorably upon a confirmation at the end of the month being added to this resolution. Is there a motion? This would have to be added into the standing rules.
So with that, what was said, and then that rule 15.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay. Gina, did you get the language?
No.
Natalia, can you say that again?
Can I make it?
Yeah. Please do.
We'll be adding, or we'll be voting on a N.Rule 15. Do you want to repeat that again, Adam?
This report will be subject to a quality control by each voting member of the attendees to the at the end.
Is there a motion to vote?
Motion.
Is there any dissent? All those in favor, please raise your placard. All those against? All those abstaining? This amendment clearly passes.
Motion to amend.
We have a motion to amend.
A motion to amend line 9, student assembly member to student assembly member. I also motion to amend line 39, executive VA to executive.
Second.
We'll be doing those motions collectively. All those in favor of amending the resolution as requested. All those opposed. All those abstaining. This amendment clearly passes. There's been a motion to vote. Is there any dissent? There's no dissent. We'll be finally voting on Resolution 12. All those in favor of Resolution 12, please raise your placards. All those opposed. All those abstaining. By a vote of 20-0-1, SA Resolution 12 passes. This will be going into effect next month. We'll be moving into executive session. We have a 6:30. Okay. Consent ad. So this is there a motion to adjourn the meeting? Meeting adjourned. When 6:30, you guys all need to be here.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.